my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, dear friends, and thank you, neighbor, for listening today. And of course, it is Tuesday, the 14th day of May, and I believe this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. We have some good music planned for us, and we're talking and speaking this week about the Lord's Day. Let's make it a priority. Stop this. Hit and miss. Can come to Sunday school 1 week and maybe even Sunday morning. Can't come back Sunday night. Not feeling well. Well, something's wrong with you not feeling well. If it's all you got, always these excuses. Got a headache? Well, bring your headache to church. It's not contagious. Well, I'm just worn out. Well, bring your worn out. I tell you what, you know this is true. Sometimes you're worn out, you come to church, and I tell you, you leave so inspired. I remember those old days going to pastor school in Hammond, and the alarm would go off in the morning. I'd get up. I was so tired. Oh, the day before, it was not wearing. It was exhausting. And you get there and you stand in line, wait to get in that freezing cold, get in, get your place to sit. And I think it was 8 o'clock in the morning. They were starting too early, but they started at 8. And then they went all morning. And then just a brief break, ate a sack lunch right outside on the sidewalk is where I did. And then went back in and had sessions, till about 6 o'clock. It just constant. And then, and then you had a little break, no place to go downtown to eat or anything at that time. And then you went back in, two preachers every night. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? In that afternoon, I got so tired. But I stayed with it and went to the dinner hour about that time when folks were eating dinner. I had no place to eat normally. And I'd say, I don't know how I'm going to make it tonight. I got to preaching and then I got to church and hearing old brother Roloff preach Pawn in the Valley, or Brother Hiles preached On Duty, or on and on and on it goes, you know, those great messages that were preached. And I tell you, I got so fired up, I went back to my hotel room and stayed awake half the night. Oh my goodness. Sunday's the Lord's Day. How about the fourth man, the Epley, sing for us right now? Appreciate you listening today. Here's a great song.
This is a story from the good book we know, a story about a miracle that happened long ago. We hope that you'll find courage when temptation you meet. There's somebody watching you who's strong when you're weak.
They wouldn't bend.
They held on to the will of God, so we are told.
They wouldn't bow.
They would not bow their knees to the idol made of gold.
They wouldn't burn.
They were protected by the fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn.
The prophet Daniel tells about three men who walked with God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, before the wicked king they stood. Now the king commanded them bound and thrown into the fiery furnace that day. And the fire was so hot that the men were slain who forced them on their way.
They wouldn't bend.
They held on to the will of God, so we are told.
They wouldn't bow.
They would not bow their knees to the idol made of gold.
They wouldn't burn.
They were protected by the fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend, they wouldn't bow, they wouldn't burn.
Now when the three were cast in and the king rose up to witness their awful fate, he began to tremble at what he saw, and in astonished tones he spake. Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Well, lo, I see four men unharmed, unbound, and walking down there. I see Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego upon the fiery coals they trod. But the form of the fourth man that I see is like the Son of God.
They wouldn't bend.
They held on to the will of God, so we are told.
They wouldn't bow.
They would not bow their knees to the idol made of gold.
They wouldn't burn.
They were protected by the fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn.
I love the Epley family. Haven't seen them in a long time, but they're faithful servants of our Lord. Over here in the book of John, if you have time, we're going to turn to John chapter 20 today. John chapter 20, and I'm going to try to get this next song up so I can get right to it right away. The King is coming, happy faces line the hallways, those whose lives have been redeemed. Oh, you're going to love this song. Brother Martinez, go ahead.
Happy faces line the hallways, those whose lives have been redeemed, the broken homes that he has mended, those from prison he set free, little children and the aged, hand in hand stand all aglow, those who were crippled, broken
here in the book of John, chapter number 20, we have Thomas. Verse 24, Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not a doubter, was not with them when Jesus came. When did Jesus show up? On the first day of the week. And he said, except I put my hands in the print of the nails and my fingers in the print of the nails and thrust my hand aside, I will not believe. And 8 days again, the disciples were within. Isn't that something? They got back to church. Do you see that? 8 days later, they're back in church an octave. Those seven tones, they're back in church, back in church. Back. They're back assembled together. And Thomas was with them. Why? Because Thomas realized he was the resurrected Savior. You know, people that don't go to church faithfully, they don't understand who they're worshiping. But they, I like the church. I like the music. I like the pastor. I like the, that's a good one sometimes. I like the fellowship. I like the socials. I like what we do. I like how we're helping poor people. I like what we're doing for animals and for rights. I like what we're doing for equality. I like what we're doing for the weather, climate change. You know, you have all these reasons to go to church, but the reason you go to church is because you love God. You know the story of Eric Liddell, who won the 400-meter race at the Olympics in Paris so many, many decades and decades ago. He found out his race was to be run on the Lord's Day. He refused to compete, saying, I object to Sunday sports, and thus counted himself out. The sporting press, it says, of Europe derided him, and they criticized him from all sides, even the paper of his own country. But the stand was taken. Such a notable athlete had its effect, and the race was not run until later in the week. He says, I remember that when I was about to run the finals, the trainers handed me a little note. I opened it and read the words, them that honor me, I will honor. It was God's promise. He helped me, and I won. And the public that had condemned him changed their opinion and gave him a great applause. Too careless was Sunday. We're really going to do our one-hour thing with God Sunday morning and then get after our own thing. And sometimes we do our own thing, and then we just go back for an hour, hour and a half service Sunday night, and we got the thing out of the way. We got the thing out of the way. You see, you shouldn't talk that way. That's what, hey, well, that's what how we're treating the Lord's Day. I've said this before. I was in a distant city, and I saw all these thousands of people come to these churches, these new contemporary churches, a Saturday night church and Friday night church. Now, and then one had Thursday night church, and the pastors have announced, we want to get it taken care of so that you can, you know, go to the mountains, do your skiing, do your thing, do whatever you want to do. That's blasphemy to God. Cannot we give one day to God? Cannot we say, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it? George Washington in the Revolutionary War, and Lincoln in the Civil War, and Wilson the First World War gave all orders relieving troops of their duties on Sunday because of fatigue, and giving them opportunity to attend worship. Hayes and President Garfield continually walked to church and worshiped on the Lord's Day. When Grant went to Paris, he refused to attend the races, the horse races, on the Lord's Day. McKinley, when he was opening the state centennial of Tennessee, he refused to go to a trip to Lookout Mountain. Say, no, I do not go sightseeing on Sunday. And you know that Lookout Mountain's the other side. And you folks correct me if I'm wrong, but I do know that Dr. Lee Robertson lived on Missionary Ridge, and the church down below, and then Lookout Mountain was across the way. And here's a president said, I'm not going to look at Lookout Mountain. No, I don't go there. I don't sightsee on Sunday. Theodore Roosevelt and Coolidge both said, in appreciation of the Lord's Day, I profoundly believe in the Lord's Day. Truman was fishing on the Columbia River, and he refused to cast, he said, I refuse to cast a line on the Lord's Day. You know, in my lifetime, and I believe Truman was the first one, was my, so he may have gone to church. It said here that he refused to cast a line, so I think Sunday must have been important. But I don't know a president that went to church. I'm talking about on a regular basis. Like George Washington had his own pew at his church where he attended church. That pew is still there. May I say this? I'm talking about our present president. Biden? No. Trump? No. You go back. Bush? No. Obama? No. Keep going back. Bush, H.W. Bush? No. Ronald Reagan? Periodically, but no. You look at all the presidents, Eisenhower and Kennedy and Nixon and Johnson and Ford. No, they didn't go to church. Well, America, how we doing with changing and mutilating the bodies of children and politicians and presidents that believe it's okay? How we doing with abortion? How we doing? We have spit in the face of a holy God. Wake up!
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.